listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to DMTF number 76. My name is Patrick, and today we have Joel from Ottawa. How are you, sir?
Hello. Good, thank you.
Good. And also Jan in Berlin. Hello.
Hello. Better late than never.
Yes. Yeah, we will get it done.
Am I now the Debbie Sherhand of the DMTF podcast?
What does that mean?
There was a video last summer, you know, where this new thing where they walk up to the phone and there's a question they have to answer.
Okay.
Like, who's your favorite, who's your girlfriend, blah, stuff like that. And then, or what's your favorite candy? And this one was, who's going to get the most fines this season? And okay. Everybody said dairy.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
I think he had a problem with being on time.
So no, to answer your question, I don't know.
What?
Well, I mean, he's not going to get any fines anymore. He's gone.
Yeah, we got a 2 million fine.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
No, I think you're more like the Amelia Earhart of the podcast. You sound like you're getting lost out there.
Ooh. Oh, shit. See,
it's not always me who starts the shit.
Yeah.
All right. On this note, let's get right into it. First, on the agenda, there was a members meeting last week.
Yes.
So, Jan, what can you tell us about it?
I wasn't there, which was a good thing. And it was relatively low-key compared to last time, where they had 4,000 people there for the elections, and this time it was
1,400,
yeah. 1,500 people. They didn't run out of catering, because last time they ran out of catering by 3, and the whole thing went on for 10 or 12 hours, and then...
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur!
But usually it's 1,500, 2,000 people, and it was double that. And they had already brought double what they expected to be there. And then it was Sunday, and he couldn't get any new food. So you had all these, there was a long line of delivery drivers driving up to the
Jesus.
To the venue.
How come there were so many people?
Election.
Oh, okay.
Like, especially yeah, okay. The ultras always, for a couple of years, I've been saying, show up for every election. And I mean, if somebody like, what was, you know, the shoe guy, the idiot, and the other guy, the idiot, one of the other ideas would have been voted president, we could have looked for a new club.
Okay.
Obviously not Victoria, who are, they seem to be broke as well.
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they going to be okay?
I don't care. Let them die.
Okay.
Let them burn. Burn them all. No.
All right.
No, I had this interaction. I went on the train after Lotte, and I got on the U7, and there were 3 girls in Victoria like sports coats.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to them a little bit, and they were from the female ladies team, the mm-hmm. ones who just got promoted. And I had a little chat. And then when I left, they said something was just like, yeah, I hope you can find a real club at some point. And I was like, oh, fuck you. You.
That's not nice.
You investor asshole. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's uncalled for.
Yeah.
Especially since they had won the match 3 days earlier, 3-0 or something like that.
Okay.
Assholes.
Wow. I hope the club folds.
I hope they burn in hell.
There you go. And yes.
Yeah.
On more happy news, the license was approved.
Yeah.
We learned about it this morning.
Yeah, I didn't check. But 100% there's going to be some kind of special conditions Hertha has to meet.
Such as?
We talked about the 40 million before.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to either refinance that loan, or they have to pay it back, which they will not be able to.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That must be, and I think the last few, as I said, Bubic came here and he always had to make a double-digit million net income from transfers. So it's going to be something like that.
All right.
But I think it's in the notes. Can you read it? Because I mm-hmm. don't have it open. What the finance guy said? His name is Huschen. Ralf Huschen.
Yes, Ralf Huschen, money bad guy.
Yeah.
That's how it says. Money bad guy.
Yeah, but we said after that, it's in there.
First job is to serve the club. Humility. Humility may not be the excuse for failure. Important steps towards consolidation and breaking even. 25, 26 to be the first year in a long time with a net win. And Benny Weber said something else. I keep going?
No, just the Hushin thing.
Okay.
I mean, Hertha, when in 23, they had 100 million in the red. So breaking even would be... And last year, they gave you this, it was a bit of a sleight of hand, mm-hmm. where they said, yeah, it's positive, because they presented a result where they took out certain negative items. They took them out and said, yeah, look, we're even. Which was not true.
Like some Barcelona accounting techniques.
Yeah, especially, okay. Yeah.
Can we kidnap Mbappe and sell him back to Real Madrid? Not with some more troubles.
No. We once made a move for Ibrahimovic.
Really?
Yeah, when we still had the shitty agency in charge of everything, and they did this. He was about to leave. I don't know which club he left. Some club, and they went after him on Twitter. Asking him to come to Hertha, which was ridiculous.
You know, desperate times.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, it's the first time we have Joel on the pod after the big events we've been teasing for half a year without ever giving the two listeners. We have two listeners, which is the biggest news of this episode. any satisfaction. So I think we're done with the other shit, so we can just go into the foreign correspondent news from Joel. Tell us what you did, man.
Where to start? So obviously you guys know I got the VIP tickets. It was through the it was because of the lifetime membership. They offered the lifetime members of VIP tickets to the, I think it was the Firth match. It was a couple weeks ahead, beforehand. That was the one.
It was the Karlsruhe match, I'm pretty sure.
Really? Oh, I thought, okay. It was a couple weeks before it anyway, right? And so they sent out the email offering the tickets and that they'll send them. And then, and you were the one who recommended. It's like, well, I'll just see if they'll, do some kind of accommodation. So that's exactly what I did. It was Steven. So I just emailed them back saying, hey, I'm not in town for this match, but I am in town for the Hanover match. So will you, can something be done? And his immediate response was, of course, no problem. Right. And
then nice.
We'll get you two VIP tickets to that match or whatever. So that was nice. Weirdly enough, one of the best benefits was just even the entrance onto the grounds. No lineup at all. We're just straight onto the grounds. No buzzing my thing at the reader, fighting with the door, trying to get through the gate, with the rest of the plebs. I don't even have to get crowded in the members line, its own separate total VIP line only. There's literally no one there when I walked up.
But they scanned your ticket.
Yeah. They have the phone, reader, like one of those.
Yeah.
So it's not.
Did they have like a rose petals in front of you?
Yeah. I mean, I think they should have. I mean, it sort of felt like,
they carry you with elephants and the whole Aladdin thing. Prince Ali.
I mean, it was funny. I actually didn't know that we found that entrance. And it was only because, the tickets do say, use this entrance, right? But it was, it just said, the south gate. And I was like, usually we go in the main just, sort of for the view, kind of thing. See the rings or whatever. Often, it is easier to hop on the south gate. Anyway, so I was like, Renee was like, whatever, let's just go to the south gate to try something different this time. And I was like, yeah, okay. And I'm like, oh, thank God we did, because that's where
walked right in
the VIP entrance. The rest of it was amazing. You obviously get inside. I think you guys have seen the space. I'm pretty sure it's down low, right? But then the ceilings are just all the way up,
like a dwarven city.
Yeah, I mean, kind of is, yeah, it's true.
But
the food was great, the beer free, so I just drank the Münchner Hell all game long.
I was thinking you would get into the Spaten, right?
Yeah.
I thought that you would be in one of the boxes.
Oh, yeah, no. So, I mean, the tickets were for seats that are sort of outside, out in the row. But you could tell that, like, our rows were the VIP ticket rows simply because, like, we all had bracelets or whatever. Like, and so, like, the bracelet just, you know, has the little, Pure Flag logo. And then the Hanover, like, so it's, like, for that match specifically of whatever, a color. So, anyway, I could see visibly that other people were in the VIP area, like, or had similar wristbands in my immediate, like, couple of rows.
But you had normal seats, right? You didn't have any cushions?
Yeah, but they were just seats, in the stadium.
How was the view?
Very good, right? You know, we're almost right in the middle, maybe a bit to the left, right?
Okay.
Lot closer, you know, like it's not, I've pretty much only sat in 2.1, too. Like, well, and well, I sat.
Place to be, what can I say?
In the Uber, like, curva for my first match, that's where we were, like, because the OS curve didn't go all the way up back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that was the first time we saw a match. And then since then, it's always been 2.1. So this was, it was a different perspective, a lot more game, you know, I guess in that sense.
A lot less chanting?
For sure. So I'd say it's a little quieter, you know. There'd be a few people around, you know. But, I mean, I felt a little bit alone when I was singing and chanting.
A few seats to your right, you know, there was Paul Dardai drunk off his ass, chanting loudly. There you go. And after the match, did you have the chance to, like, you know, did you meet any of the players or?
No, we didn't stick around for that long after.
He left 5 seconds after. He was...
No. We stuck around.
Outrage.
And then we did go back downstairs to, like, the where the, like, you know, tables were and all that. But that was just sort of grab a few more free beers, to be honest. But it was more because we wanted to come out and see. We knew Simon. I ran up to go talk to Simon and V at halftime, and just, I was like, yeah, okay. Like, made sure that we could meet in the Rondell after the match. So I didn't want to, like, be lingering around too long. But at the same time, I was like, well, I can't turn down a free beer too, you know.
How was the food? How was the food?
The food is pretty good too, you know, like more like buffet, like nothing to write home about, but good food. Like, you know, like, but you know, they had everything. Curryverse. Actually, they had a really good waffle with, like, berries. That was really tasty.
Maybe we should have a disclaimer that you usually stay at Adlon and stuff like that. So,
Fair.
For us plebs.
But, like, do we know if the players still meet the VIP section?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay.
I think there's a limited availability.
Okay.
I remember that before COVID, when I was just, you know, going through games without any jobs or agenda or anything, I would just, hey, Matt. Hello. Sorry, my kid.
I got no information, like, about anything, like no additional information at all on the tickets, on how to use them, where to go specifically. So even when we got there, it was kind of like a bit of a chore to find the exact entrance that we had to go in.
Yeah.
And eventually we found someone who just, who just showed us everything, like how to get down there, gave us our bracelets and stuff. But it was kind of confusing too, because where we couldn't go or could go seemed unclear as well, because there are many different, like, rooms and areas.
Yeah, you can go to the Ehrenhalle if you're not the VIP.
Well, we were down in the Dwarven Casa Doom area, like, that's where we started.
Did the dragon come by?
And that's where they directed us initially after getting our bracelets. But then later, after the match, I don't know, we got directed up another way, and then we were in another VIP area. Same food and drink options, like, same all of that, but just a bit different, smaller space. And then also, that area was also connected to the boxes, because, like, people in boxes were coming, like, into our area, like, their door came into the more public area of that. But that was kind of a smaller area. Like, anyway, I didn't even know where I was. Like,
I hang out during the games.
Oh, okay. Like, so, I mean, like, all I knew is that the bracelet got me in, you know, like, and, but I didn't understand if it was, like, a different space or.
Do they still have these huge ass TVs?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I remember seeing because we were kind of late, because we, again, like, the free everything. We just kept partaking in the free food and drink.
Priorities.
Yeah.
Free beer and enter.
Yeah. The game was 1-1, I think. I have no
recollection whatsoever.
Okay.
Didn't Reza score on a header or stuff like that?
Yes. I think so.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that, actually.
And then I met you at the Rondell afterwards.
Yep. We got to see Anna. Fun. And you and Heidi and Miss Mike, because I was able to give Mike and a few other people free tickets.
Mike is Heidi's husband, my ex-roommate's husband, basically, who moved into the apartment I was sharing with her, so I left the apartment. And now they live in the apartment we used to live in as a VG.
Okay.
You know, as roommates, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike, he's from California, but his family is Mexican, but he's the only one who doesn't speak any Mexican whatsoever.
Yeah, he was the one I gave because I got the VIP tickets, but I'd already bought my game tickets.
Yeah.
And I'd bought 4 tickets just because I thought, well, maybe a couple people, we could find a couple people to join us, because mainly I was thinking maybe, anyway, but I'd bought them long before they offered those tickets up. So I still just had them. So I figured ended up giving 3 to Mike and then 1 to Simon, actually, for
his friend, yeah.
Yeah, the friend, the Viking Festival friend.
The Viking friend, yeah.
Nice.
She didn't have a beard, though.
No.
And no helmet.
Beardless.
All right.
Yeah. So that was nice. And then the day after?
That was the interview for the big, famous, world-famous article.
Which we're going to put in the show notes.
Internationally blown up. I'll have to see if I'm pumping their website visits or... We should crash the server with too many visits to this article, you know?
Maybe they can give you like an associate link so you can make some money off the clicks.
Yeah, okay. There we go. Yeah, so the interview, they invited us back to the office, the main office. That was kind of cool. It was just a cool experience to go in there. It's not a massive operation, but it's it's going on. It's nice. They brought me into the dream room or the dream making room, whatever, la Traumzimmer or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
The factory of dreams.
Yeah. There we go. The dream factory room.
So do they roofie people over there and have their way with them? What?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. On
how
a
do
bike.
You think they keep fans, you know? Take you
there! All right. But not yet. Tell us more. Come on.
I mean, the interview was awesome. It was a really cool experience. It was Alex. She was really nice all the way through. Steven was nowhere to be seen.
Did you get the gift?
He kept telling me about the gift. He kept promising me this gift, and there was nowhere around. I even asked while I was there. I was like, oh, I know Steven's not here today, but he kept telling me he's got this gift for me.
So you haven't got the gift?
No, I don't have it. Don't know.
Shame on.
Don't know where it is. What's
so? What is it?
I have no clue. I've actually.
Huh, okay. I saw it. It was like a rectangular box. It looked like maybe one of these expensive pens.
Oh, okay.
Or some needle. Or a very very tiny travel dildo. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It was whatever they gave to the other Lifetime members. At that VIP game, like the one they were all invited to.
I think it's going to be something like a plaque or a medal, something like that.
A medal.
Look, I met him a couple of times. He was, where's Joe? I said, yeah, he just texted me. He said, Alexanderplatz. Oh, I need to find him. I need to find him.
I was going to ask something, but, okay. So this was, there was no, how can I say? Was there a audio... part of the interview somewhere or just
it was recorded live. Okay. but
it's not going to be like available
it was just so she just and she wrote what she you know what she pulled from just our conversation. It was more just a kind of a conversation. She obviously had a few key questions, whatever, like you know, the basically the little headlines that are there, you know, like, you know,
it's an awesome article.
So well written. I think she did an incredible job.
And then I went back to Simon's, and Simon's also very well written because the old ones were usually pretty shit. You know how German sports writers, all they do is they look for 50,000 different words for a club? Like, for example, if Hoffenheim is playing, they call them the Kraichgauer, the Hop Club, and stuff like that. They give them all these different names. Or I think... Karlsruhe is the Fächerstadt. You know the, what's it called? The thing you...
A fan?
Yeah.
Like
it's the fan city.
Really?
Yeah. And Leverkusen...
Why?
I don't know. Maybe they made fans back in the day. homework. I put it on my home. Oh, I answered. Hey, I wrote down all the homework. Did you see it?
Yes, yeah. You did. Yes, yes.
I'm a good boy. I'm getting teacher's pet. So, Joel, after all your experience, would you recommend the lifetime membership to...
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Well worth the money. Once I get that GIF, of course.
I'm a bit miffed that Hatinu didn't show up and give you a hug or something like that and took some pictures with you.
That would have been cool.
True, yeah.
Arrogant asshole.
Yeah, that could have been nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's more on the kids. Allison is so deadly afraid of him. Whenever he shows up, she starts crying.
No.
Whoops.
Did you see the fake Hatinu outside?
No.
There's a guy in a bear's costume that has a really big fan at the ass. And it's more like a pretty light brown bear. A bit like Winnie the Pooh. But nothing, no brand. Like very. It's a bit like, you know, these fake Disney characters at Times Square.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, something like, she's outside on the way to the rondelles. Jesus.
All over Madrid, there was like characters like dressed up.
Yeah, or
like big gorillas, big bears. We saw Mario, a Mickey.
Did you see a fake invisible man?
No,
because last time I was there, it's a while ago, but like, yeah, I had a guy like in a suit, but like he had like wireframe glasses, but they were held up by a stick, and he had like a hat. But there was no face, so he was like Invisible Man, but dressed up in a suit. But it was cool. I had my picture taken with him.
Okay.
So, I was wondering just in case he would still
be
there.
They were very generic, like just in these weird cartoony costumes.
Or if you go to the Ramblas in Barcelona, you have all these, but they're more like artsy. These people who pretend to be statues for 5 minutes.
Okay. Oh, the Ramblas fucking sucks, though.
The Ramblas sucks?
Yes.
Oh, fuck you, Madrid boy.
That should be a sound bite for the episode.
Jesus Christ.
No, but like, it's horrible there. It's
Of course, it stinks like piss and everything.
Well, there you go.
But I have to say, we got a really cheap really cheap place to stay there for $20 a night.
You sure it wasn't a brothel?
Oh. That's why my ass hurt so much the next morning.
Jesus. Wow. Okay.
I told you I'm having a day.
Okay. No judgment.
I broke a 10-year streak today.
What happened?
I didn't extend my season ticket.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. How come?
Damn.
How come they're 280 and we really don't have much money right now? And Esther really doesn't like going to the men's games anymore because it's so big and so loud. And she'd rather go to the girls' matches. We're going to get 3 season tickets for them. It's cheaper than the men's season ticket. And and I get in for free with the lotto thing. So we...
Yeah.
I decided it's not the hill, not the mole hill I'm going to die on, keeping these tickets. Yeah, we'll see.
No, yeah, that's reasonable. That's
you're working it most of the time anyway. Right?
Yeah. And then, my father-in-law goes all the time, never pays for his tickets. So I said, fuck you. Then he said, I'm going to buy one of your tickets for sure. And he said, oh no, I'm not going to buy it. I don't have money. He said, fuck you. You saw like 15 matches last season, all on my ticket. I didn't see a dime from you. And the fact that you're picking up your granddaughter, that's nothing to be paid for. Bitch. Sorry. Sorry for yelling. Yeah.
Okay. What else can I add? Your wish is my command.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I was 3 days ago, I was on my way home from work and I was so tired on the bike and I had to down...
Recurring theme.
I had to download... Yeah.
You swerved into traffic?
No. I'm not the Sons of Anarchy. No, I downloaded Sepultura to get home, you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Other news. I'm just going through the new group I created with all the news. We have the season opening. That's not the season opener, but that's the first. It's like a summer party with women's friendly against Joel's favorite team.
Oh, yeah, Dortmund, yes.
Yeah, and season tickets went on sale on the 21st of May. Gersbeck had surgery in his shoulder. We got rid of Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Enza Aksakal is gone to Ulm on a free transfer. We had refugees from war zones in the last home game, which I think maybe that's not the best idea if you have like pyrotechnics and, you know.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah.
But they seem to have
that's
fun.
That's a good point. Okay.
Yeah, but I think they... Yeah, and then we have the men's friendly in Scotland on the 25th of July, which is Hatter's birthday, by the way.
Ooh. Okay, well, against Motherwell. Okay.
Yeah, where we are always hosting a birthday party at the...
Is it Alboinplatz or...
No, I think that's where I live. It's... hang on.
Yeah, but there is a party there usually, right?
No, not Alboinplatz. Alboinplatz is in Tempelhof. Nobody cares about Tempelhof. Even I don't care about Tempelhof and I live here. No, it's Arkona.
No. Oh, yeah, that's it. Sorry.
And Arkona Platz is one of the five places where they think they could have played football there.
Okay.
The guys, the two pairs of brothers who founded the club.
Ah, okay.
With the help of their uncle, because he was the only one who was of age.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be the party. If you're in the area, everybody, just come out wherever you are. And
let me get my glass bottles so I can add the sound effects.
Clink. And then I put in the royalty on the Hatter website, the links for Joel. And that's basically all the news we have. We don't have a new sporting director. They said they don't want to be in a hurry, and they don't want people to make them hurry. They're going to do it on their own time, and that they're... Because right now, Hatter has only one manager who's, we used to have three.
Okay.
With, first it was Preetz, then it was Bobic, and then you had Tom Herrich, who is officially gone, but he's going to be gone by the 30th of June, so in 26 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Huschen right now. And before it was Ingo Schiller. So we only have one real Geschäftsführer in the management, in the board of managers, which is, yeah.
That's a lot for only one person.
But I mean, yeah. But usually
most clubs would have three people to cover those
normally,
tasks.
Normally we have that. Yeah, we have finance, communication, and... sports.
Okay. Whoever was in charge of communications for the past few seasons should be hired so they could fire him again because it wasn't good.
I mean, it's gotten better, but Preetz used to be in charge of it. And then when they got the guy from Twitter, Paul Keuter, he was in charge. And I mean, people hated him. And I can, there are some points, but he was really good at implementing the club as a social factor in the community.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's missing. I mean, we were Hatter's captain used to wear a rainbow
armband,
yeah.
Okay.
But now it's just I think it's a Berliner Bay or shit like that. It used to be LGBTQ.
I don't remember that, but all right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you can even bear to look at the games, then you're not going to pay attention to it.
Bear to look at the game. Oh! Check you there! Okay.
Jesus.
Sorry. What?
And there's no way to put the volume down on those. They always have to be on full.
There is a yes.
Yes, yes.
Let's see, Trish.
Ah, much more. Okay, that doesn't have the same effect.
Let's go halfway. Check you there! There you go.
Please stay tuned. Regular scheduled reprogramming will return after this.
No, but before I forget, you mentioned the homework before a few minutes ago. And the homework in question was, and in the previous episode, I asked, is there a list somewhere of players who played for both Union and Hertha. And
there's
we have
not,
a list.
So I made one. Mm-hmm. And of course, I didn't use my friend ChatGPT because he's a bitch and he can't do anything.
Yeah. Okay.
We have Andrich, who was in the Hertha youth, and I think he didn't make it to the pros. And then he went to very different places. He played at Union, and then he got a red card in the derby when he kicked Tuzar, mm-hmm. which probably was prophetic on his part.
Yeah, future teammate Tuzar.
Yeah. And we had Shinedu Ede, who was one of the golden boys, like when, what was the guy's name? Ashkan Dejaga and the Boateng brothers.
Mm, okay.
When they were in the, they won everything they could win as a team. And he's a journeyman. He played for all these different, he played for Union for some time.
Okay.
Christian Fehrmann was a goalkeeper, if I'm not mistaken. Christian Fiel played for, I mean, he didn't play for Hertha, but he played for Union.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, me neither. I just saw it on accident.
Okay. Araguchi, yes.
Genki came to Berlin from Japan. Then he went to Hanover, and I think Düsseldorf and Hanover, and then he got to Union. Mm. I have no clue where he's now.
Same.
Carsten Hein is a coach who used to coach for Hertha. He was a assistant coach for quite some time. I think he was interim coach for some time, and I think Hertha now just got him back as a scout or something like that.
Okay.
Because he's really rooted in the Berlin youth football scene.
Okay.
Yeah. Benjamin Köhler is a player who had cancer, and I think he now plays for the Hertha senior team.
Huh?
I think he was the guy with the 40 goals in the, you know, this it's not a beer league per se, but it's really not that good. And he's like the only former pro, and we went to the, there's different Pokal days over the weekends, mm-hmm. during May, and one is the Finaltag der Alten, yeah, of the old guys, and yes. they were playing Victoria Union, and he had like 40 goals over the season.
Jesus, okay.
If I'm not mistaken, which is always a big possibility. Toni Leistner, we know about. Yes. Marco Rehmer, mm-hmm. is a current Fahnenträger.
Ah, okay.
One of the ambassadors of Hertha. And I think he was a youth player at Union, and he also played at Hansa Rostock at some point.
All right.
Because Rostock had a pretty good coach, and a pretty Axel Kruse played for Rostock before he escaped. Yes. Marco Sena is a goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Tuzar, I'm not going to talk about. Yeah, Schwolo, fucker. Schwolo. I mean, we paid like 8 million for that guy. That's such a waste. And Sixten Veit, who was on the big, on the, you know, the team that got promoted in the 90s. He was pretty important on that team, but.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, I thought you were talking about another club, and I was going to say,
no.
You will need to be more specific.
No. When okay. Hertha got promoted in 1997.
Okay.
Ah, oh, yeah. So that's part one of my homework. And what was the other part of? Oh, yeah, of Freiburg. Oh, that was delicious. But I couldn't find the most current info, but there was a couple of, you know, first of all, I hate people who move somewhere. Yeah. And then, like, people move to Kreuzberg,
uh-huh.
and then they complain about the clubs being so loud, you know?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, yeah. I mean,
let's call them fuck faces.
Okay.
And I mean, Freiburg played at the Dreisamstadion for ages, and then they built a new one. I think it's called Europa Park or something like that.
Yeah.
Sounds more like a theme park. And then a local court or district court said something like they cannot have matches on weekdays after 8 p.m., which is funny because most of the Europa League games start at 9.
Mm-hmm.
And they can have games or can be loud on Sundays between 1 and 3, which is for old people the traditional Mittagszeit where you go to sleep.
Jesus.
I had an old lady yell at me at my job because I called her during Mittagsstunde, and she was like, "My husband's already sleeping. You can't call during Mittagsstunde." I said, "Okay, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly didn't know it was a thing. I thought it was only like, you know, siesta in Spain or something.
Yeah, no, but it's in the small, like my father is from North Rhine-Westphalia, near Düsseldorf, and there, like the supermarkets, they closed for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Still?
I'm not sure about now, but they used to.
Jesus. Okay.
I think the whole opening hours thing was there was a big change in the 90s where they went more towards fuck the workers. Let's just be open 24/7, which we're not, but you know, it's close and yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, Mittagsstunde. Fun fact. Fun fact.
Steve's Lava Chicken. What is this?
Oh yeah, you want to get a song for Steve.
Okay.
And I put song for Steve into YouTube.
Yes.
And it said there's a song by Didn't you just click on the link?
That was your search prompt?
Yeah.
A song for Steve.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. Oh my God. All right. Okay. I didn't click on the link and
It's Jack Black singing a song about chili chicken.
You lost me already.
you lost me at Black.
Oh, no. No.
Nope. No. What's is this name? Yeah, what's his name? What's his name? Isn't his name Black? Jack Black, right?
Yeah.
But the guy's called Jack Black, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I wouldn't lose you at Jack, but you will. I would lose you at...
Okay.
Fuck. I'm melted to my seat.
Oh, is it hot?
And my ass hurts. Jesus fuck.
Yeah, it's hot today in Berlin, isn't it?
Yeah, especially if you're in your saddle for 4 hours and your whole ass just feels like, I don't know, a leather whatever.
Like a week in prison.
Okay. 27 here today.
Fun fact, my daughter would never, we always try to get her to go to the restroom before we left somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
1 year, and there's nothing worked. And then she watches one episode of Bluey. Mm-hmm. It's a dog from Australia. And Bluey's dad always says, let's make a tactical wee-wee. Now, whenever we leave, she's saying, tactical wee-wee, and goes to the restroom. And then makes a big production saying how much or if any pee was disposed into the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think Joe just fell asleep.
Well, no, but Joel, you might want to remember that advice. You know, Bluey might work when whatever you say doesn't, you know?
So, true.
Something to remember. All right.
Fair enough.
Reese love bombing. What's up with that?
No, next time. Next
okay. Time. Roster moves. We covered that as well.
But we did talk about that. He said that he's going to stay.
Yes.
We talked about the last game because Joel wasn't there. Yeah. But we talked about it because Simon was there.
We did.
And Simon talked about the atmosphere. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And also, there was a guy, first name was Ibrahim. He was.
Maza.
No. And so someone else, he signed for Plymouth Argyle today, I think. Let me check on WhatsApp.
Ah, Bradley Ibrahim.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
Yeah, that's the youth player they got and from Arsenal's second team, I guess.
Yes.
We have the youth Premier League or what's something like that, some kind of deal. And Dade was all like, oh, he's too good for Hertha. And then he had some disciplinary issues and he never really played.
Yeah, that seems to be a recurring theme in his case.
Yeah,
so, if he wants to piss his career away.
I think he went to Crawley in the championship or below.
Yes, League something One? Like that, yeah.
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. By the way, we have to have a special shout out for our friend of the pod, Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Sunderland fan.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He went to Wembley and this time they made it.
Yes, well done.
After the heartbreak from the last time during the penalty shootout, I think they lost.
Yes, yeah. And also, if we can, you know, go back to Barcelona, Champions League women, who won against Barcelona? Arsenal.
Woo!
Yes. What happened then?
Well, They won and they came back home and that's it.
Who won the Champions League? I don't know. I'm seriously...
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
I don't know.
What did I say? I said that 15 seconds ago. Arsenal won against Barcelona 1-0 in the final.
In the Champions League?
Yes.
Which year?
What?
It was like 2 weeks ago.
No.
Yes.
That was a different... It wasn't the Champions League.
Women's Champions League.
Ah. Now you're talking about women's football, obviously. I thought you were talking about the men's.
No.
Which, by the way, I was at home and then I was, looked at Blue Sky. So like, oh, there must be a game tonight. Oh, that's the men's Champions League. Who won that?
I didn't watch it. PSG won 5-0 against
Inter. I'm so glad that they make so much out of so little money.
Well, yeah, Petro Club. You know.
And did you get that the first guy to touch the trophy was the CEO and not the players?
I didn't know that. No. I didn't watch any of it.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what I do find funny is once they got rid of all the assholes like Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe, now they win the Champions League. That part I find kind of funny, but it's still a Petro Club, so fuck them. Joel, any thoughts on this or?
Well, yeah, fuck them, obviously too. You know,
I mean, good enough.
Fair enough.
Don't need to. You know, it's already dead. Like, leave it alone.
Joel, in America, people would say, and the US people would say, Joel calls it like he sees it.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is the very uncommon thing of just saying the truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't like a couple people die?
When?
At the Arsenal match?
No, like in Paris or something, like in the celebrations or...
I just know that people that at least a dozen people were severely injured during the celebrations for Hamburg, especially. But then I was like, oh shit. And then some people jumped off the upper tier.
Oh, damn.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They might get injured
and
if they do that. Yes.
The HSV women got promoted to the Bundesliga and they had like a doubleheader celebration at the whatever Platz in Hamburg.
Mm-hmm.
And Munich, when they won their championship, they had 7,000 people there. Hamburg had over 80,000.
Wow. Well, yeah, you know, it's back to normal for Munich. You know? Yeah, they went in Bundesliga.
Boring.
Okay, yes. Again.
Oh, do we have to show up for that?
Oh. Yes.
I don't want to.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Okay, so yeah.
Nothing else much happening.
Yes.
The story of Joel and the Yeti that we call the second listener. Joel said he talked to somebody who listens to the pod.
Oh, yeah. At the Rondell. She came up and said, keep at it and congratulate her. She says she loved the pod.
Funny because I talked to everybody I know who was there and nobody remembers talking to you. We have to find that secret person.
Did she recognize you by your voice or?
Yeah, well, she came in with Anna too. And so I kind of met her through Anna initially.
Okay.
Like they crossed the street together and I remember I was looking to say, so I forget. Yeah. You know, all the free beer sort of went straight to the head, right? So, I mean.
Right.
But out there at the Rondo, that's where we learned I saved this one, I guess, to later. But so back to those tickets that I had, I gave 3 of those tickets to Mike and for a couple of his friends, right?
And the French guy, yeah.
And so I did was take the PDF file and reattach it to a new email, wrote the subject line, ha ho hey. And that was it. 3 tickets, like just a blank email. Right. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, what we learned from Heidi at the, after the match is that, he was talking to her about the email. In the tickets, and he thought that it was an Indigenous or First Nations greeting. The subject line of
Jesus, wow.
And Heidi is like, no, I don't like, no, it's not.
And
that's
Mike was
not
all,
what it is.
It is.
But
you don't know,
he goes on to insist.
Like
and he's like, no, Heidi, this is an Indigenous thing. You don't understand. Like he doubled down on the, no, this is an indigenous. And she's like, well, like, I just like, well, oh, I know Herta. Like, I may not know indigenous, but I know Herta. Like, that's not what that is.
It's so funny.
Let's go scout on over.
Yeah. So funny, man. When Mike thinks he knows something, he gets very, of course, it's a native thing. You don't know about it. I know about it. I'm hip.
He buys into his own bullshit.
I almost shit my pants when I heard that story from Heidi.
Oh, God. I fucking died laughing when she told me this story. I'm like, oh, especially just the like, no, Heidi, like you don't understand. Like,
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah. That was...
How about that?
And the way Heidi told me, oh, fuck. It was so
funny. She tells the story much better, sure. She does it well.
I'll try to get her on the pod.
Yeah.
For our Latino friends.
Oh, yeah, and Ed. We should see if Ed will come through.
Yeah, give him some asylum. Yeah.
All right. So that's it then, I guess.
2 minutes to spare.
Okay. They're all yours if you...
No, let's just get out of here. I'm kind of tired. And I think I was just roped into playing whatever board game is on the table right now.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So, yeah. So, that's it for us for now. We'll see you guys again in 2 weeks, I guess, or...
Here, not see.
You know what I mean.
You. Because you don't want to put it on YouTube. I said we're going to
see you.
Okay.
All right. So
that sounds like Simon.
Well, it's not Simon. I can tell you that much.
Okay.
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 All right. So, let's end this. Jesus.
It's endless.
So thank you guys for your patience and thank you listeners.
Thank you for waiting.
Yes. No problem. I hope it was a pleasant listen and we will.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Shout out to Steve.
Shout out to Steve. Shout out to Steve.
And to the mystery lady.
Yes. And did he tweet something, Steve, to the
Didn't he talk to you?
Yes, but that was before last episode, but before this episode.
No, but no? When I made a post last week and Sabine asked something, but I think we can postpone that for next episode because we're already on our way out.
Okay, yes. Nice discipline. Nah. Well done. All right so thank you guys. Thank you, Joel.
Let's thank end on shall. the native call. Ha ho he.
Ha ho he. Go in peace.
Ha ho he.
Erta bitte. Cheers.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.